Thank you, Matthew. Now we'll go back to the last batch of news items on Part 1 today. Reports on education in the city are good, with Special School Parkside getting a good Ofsted report, and the adult education service is also seen to improve. A school visit, too, from a Norwich City footballer to encourage writing skills. Reminder of the past for another Norwich school, and a children's adventure game with a difference. A school for pupils with complex needs from across Norfolk is celebrating being rated as outstanding for its fourth successive Ofsted report. Inspectors who visited Parkside School on College Road in Norwich last month praised the continued effectiveness, while parents told them it was brilliant and exemplary. All 169 pupils at the Foundation Special School have an educational, health and care plan to help address complex needs, and ranges from age from 7 to 17, including sixth formers. Head teacher Robert Holderness said the latest outstanding report was a testament to teamwork, and there was no secret to its success. He said, "There's no magic secret. I think it's understanding the needs of individual pupils and trying to work with families and professionals to make sure the provision is the best it can possibly be. That is what we really do well, the bespoke provision for individual people."
Watchdogs have praised the adult learning service used by thousands of people in Norfolk just 5 years after a damning report meant there was a danger it could have been closed down. Norfolk County Council service, which provides adult learning and apprenticeship programmes, has been rated as good by inspectors from Ofsted following a visit last month. At the time of inspection, there were 3,354 learners enrolled across Norfolk, with courses such as Basic English and Maths, including GCSEs, silversmithing and ceramics. Wensham Lodge in Norwich's King Street is the main teaching centre, but inspectors praise the service's work in rural, often economically deprived areas of Norfolk, saying that courses help learners overcome their loneliness and isolation. The success marks the continued turnaround of the service. In 2015, Ofsted rated the service inadequate, and councillors said there was a strong risk the service might close. But a 2016 inspection rated it as good, and the latest inspection continues that trend.
Norwich City's team Tom Tribal inspired a recent book written by his wife Anna, and now they have met some writing stars of the future. The couple paid a visit to White Woman Lane Primary School to meet pupils and to celebrate this year's Premier League Writing Stars competition. The competition has returned for a third year, with primary school pupils aged 5 to 11 across England and Wales encouraged to write on the theme of ambition. After listening to the pupils' poems, they discussed the personal goals and aspirations that they themselves had written about. In her book, Tom's story is depicted through a pigeon called Tommy T, and his wife explained they hoped the book would teach the next generation about the importance of never giving up.
A film that highlights the bravery of one of Norfolk's most gallant war heroes is being screened at his former school. Hugh Seagrim received the George Cross for his leadership of Karen tribespeople in fighting the Japanese in the Burmese jungle during the Second World War. His valiant deeds form an integral part of The Forgotten Allies, a film that tells the story of thousands of men from Burma who gave their lives fighting a brutal guerrilla war. A special Q&A screening with award-winning filmmaker Alex Bescobi, who directed the documentary, will take place at the Norwich School. The film follows a group seeking to track down the handful of veterans in Burma, now Myanmar, who fought alongside the British and whose bravery helped secure the Allied victory in Asia during the Second World War. the film screening is being held to raise money for Help for Forgotten Allies, a charity which provides financial and practical support to veterans of the Second World War living in Burma, now Myanmar.
A new adventure venue, themed around a battle cruiser that's fallen into enemy hands, is opening in Castle Quarter. The second leisure firm to be announced this month going into the venue is called Spy Missions, which involves climbing through tunnels and dodging lasers. Although mainly aimed for 6 to 13-year-olds, the activity can also be tailored for adults too. It's themed around a ship which has been seized by an enemy agent. You have to beat his evil plan and save the ship before a missile launches. Spy Mission is the brainchild of founder and MD Bob Richardson, who invented this game around his own home for his children. It will be the seventh centre around in the UK, the nearest being in Cambridge.
Well, we've reached the end of part one now, so Paddy and I will say goodbye for this week and do hope that you enjoy the rest of your listening.